Hi there. The word for you today is, when someone stumbles, help them. In Galatians 6, verse 1, Paul writes, if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness. I want you to notice the word caught. Most of us who stumble thought at one time, that will never happen to me. But it did. In a moment of weakness, we yielded to evil. When this happens to someone in God's family, we have a responsibility to restore them regardless of the nature of the sin. In this scripture, this word restore has medical overtones. It pictures a physician resetting a bone. To restore someone scripturally, we must do the following things. Let me spell them out. Number one, help them to acknowledge their failure. After his affair with Bathsheba, King David prayed, Psalm 51, verse 4, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Number two, help them to accept responsibility for their sin. Even though someone else may have been a contributing factor, the truth is, we are still personally accountable for ourselves to God. Okay? And number three, help them to repent. Repentance involves deep remorse, turning away from our sin and moving in a new direction. Number four, help them to make restitution. For example, someone who has done wrong needs to make amends when it's possible. And number five, help them to grow stronger through it. Through failure, God teaches us lessons that keep us from wandering into similar situations in the future. And finally, number six, help them to respond to God's correction and do it with gratitude. Now, granted, this is not easy. But when a person comprehends God's purpose in such discipline, you say, what's that? Well, Hebrews 12 and 10 says that we might share in his holiness. When they begin to understand that, then they can thank their heavenly Father for his loving correction. Indeed, it protects them from any root of bitterness springing up in the aftermath of sin.